I was perusing my emails at work the other day. As I scanned the 67 messages, one stopped me cold. There it was, my identical twin's name. I hadn't received a message from her in 3 years. 3 years, 1 month, and 20 days, to be exact. That's how long ago she died, alone in an apartment across town. It literally took my breath away to see that oh-so-familiar name. What used to be a quotidian event, opening emails from her and sending replies, had morphed into a mystical, heart-stopping moment. I knew right away it was a phishing ploy. Someone had hacked into her account and was sending emails to everyone in her address book. Yet, for an instant, I held out a perverse hope that she wasn't dead, but had just left town, escaped to get herself together somewhere off the grid. And now, 3 years later, she was ready to be in contact, healthy and renewed. I knew it couldn't be true. I had found her body that dark December evening and scattered her ashes on both coasts in places she loved. Strange, though, how the heart can overcome the mind, how the desperate, raw hope that we will see the people we loved again can overcome all reason. I deleted the message because I didn't want to open a virus. I also didn't want to see her name associated with a scam. It made me think about how our electronic lives live on and how they have the ability to pop up at any time, how unprotected the names of the deceased are in the electronic afterlife. I worried about how my parents would respond to seeing Maddie's name and whether they too held their breath for a moment, fingers poised above the keyboard, fighting a battle between hope and reason, wanting once more to communicate with their daughter. With a perspective, I'm Stephanie Rapp.
The opinions expressed in the Perspective series are those of the commentators and not necessarily those of its funder or KQED Public Radio.